Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
that he's still God. He watches over his word, watches over his word. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, he does. How provided is Abraham? Only half a drop of word carried you. Even when it hurt and you the most, he still has faith in his promise. Lift his voice and declare.
Jehovah Jireh, he's our provider. You just got to believe in it. That's the key, in learning to believe in it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B. here, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you on. Believe me, I'm happy to have each and every one of you. I'm at Pastor Bill, and she'll give us a word. And as we get ready to get into the lesson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. I like to share this prayer I had read earlier this morning. It says, God, become your name. Holy is your name. You are worthy of all honor, glory, majesty, and praise. A word, you created the universe, and it is only by you that our world is upheld. You form all things, and you created a way for us to know you. Nothing is unknown to you, and all things are possible for you. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy of our worship. In Christ Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, as we continue in prayer, we're praying for all those who have prayer requests, and we're praying that your will be done and that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. And we're thankful for the testimonies that were shared even on yesterday about how good you are and how you have blessed and healings and increasing our faith, our trust in you, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you again, Father God, and we just ask that you will continue to have your way with our pastor, guide him and direct him as he teaches the word of truth, and be with all the listeners, those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. May we all receive a word and that we can stand on the word of God to take us through whatever we may be facing. So, Father God, just bless each and every one. Be with those that are going through, Father God. May they also trust in you. And, Lord, we just thank you for your word. Your word teaches us that we can draw closer to you and we can stand on what the word of God says and live by faith and not by sight. Lord, we give you praise and thanking you for everything in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate that word of prayer. And also, there may be a possibility. I may have to step away if I do. I'm going to ask you in advance to just continue on. Receiving a phone call. So it's all possible.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You know, in advance. Okay. All right.
Welcome,
yeah, and thank you. We, as we close this week out, let's close this week out by talking about rejoicing. Man, you're in the presence of somebody you love and you care about. You ought to rejoice. You ought to be happy. And we're talking about standing in the presence of the Almighty. You're in the presence of the Almighty, and you know that. You ought to rejoice. So I want to, the scripture I want to share, it's coming from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. In the King James Version, it reads like this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, amen, 6 and 7, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for you, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Amen.
Amen. Imagine that you never be anxious about anything. It seems like an impossibility. Why? Because we all have worried on jobs, we worried habits, we worried at school. But Paul's advice to us is that don't worry.
Amen.
If you don't worry, then don't pray. And if you don't pray, then don't worry.
Worry. Mm-hmm.
I better say that again
because
you didn't hear that.
Amen.
Anxiety is going to flow. So Paul said, rejoice, man. Rejoice in the Lord. I'm amazed. And he says, I'm going to repeat myself again. I say rejoice. And let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known unto God. If you don't worry, then don't pray. And if you don't pray, don't worry.
All right.
That sounds almost too simple. We got folks worrying about the wrong thing, but I'm going to tell you, don't worry. If you didn't tell me yesterday, if you didn't ask God for rain, get your umbrella.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Stop worrying. So that's what the writer implies here, is that don't worry. Then pray more whenever you start worrying.
Yeah.
See, when things really start getting to you, that's the time. Time out. That's what they do in basketball games, football games, like we finna lose the lead here. Time out. Look like we ain't doing like we normally do. Time out. See, that's what you finna do. When you see situation ain't quite going the way it all, time out, pray.
Yeah.
And then allow his peace to come in and make the difference.
Yeah.
Because see, his peace is not the peace that the world gives. His peace is true peace. It's a different kind of peace. According to John 14:27, I'm going to ask Pastor Shirley to read that. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verse 27, true peace is not found in positive thinking. A lot of people say, oh, well, think positive. No, that's not where true peace is at. That's not where it's at. True peace really is the absence of a conflict. True peace is beyond a good feeling. True peace comes from knowing that you're in God's safe place. You're in his provision. You are in his place. You are part of his refuge. True peace. You know that you're in the shadow of the Almighty God. Citizenship in Christ ought to bring true peace, because our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. And that's where the victory is.
Amen. Yes, Pastor James. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And from the Message Bible, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereaved. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. Amen.
Thank you so much. Paul said in Philippians 1:18, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in patience or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and I will rejoice. See, to have a will to rejoice. You ought to make that part of your program, that you're going to rejoice. You're not going to allow the negativity and all this other stuff to stop you from rejoicing. Rejoice.
Yeah.
I don't care if they don't give you nothing for your anniversary. They don't give you nothing for your birthday. They don't give you. Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you don't get ready? Rejoice. God got something for you. Just rejoice. Because see, if Paul also says, holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice. See, when you holding the word of God, then you know your rejoicing is not in vain.
Yeah.
Not be often as a sacrifice and as a servant of faith. He said, I'm going to rejoice with you all. That's another thing. You got to learn to rejoice with other people. So what? You didn't get a new car, but they got a new car. Rejoice with them. Your day is coming. Your hour is coming.
Amen.
You got to rejoice. Paul said, For the same cause I also do rejoice, and rejoice with me. He wants you to rejoice with him.
Yeah.
He says, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. The word final or finally means after the conclusion, you went through a long list of stuff and this and that and the third. He says, okay, now, finally, I'm going to bring everything to a close now. Finally, rejoice. After it's all said and done, after it's all over, rejoice. You can rejoice even when you think the enemy got you thinking you're losing. You can rejoice because you know why? You're rejoicing in the Lord. He wants you to rejoice.
Yeah. Confident.
You build up this confidence in knowledge that God loves you and you spend time with him. That's how you start rejoicing, praising him. In praise and in worship. That's not a building. That's true. Reading the word of God, listening to his voice and obeying. Build up your faith in God. Don't let the enemy get you down. Listen, brothers and sisters. Rejoice to those who rejoice with you, Romans 12:15 says. Rejoice. It's time to rejoice, man. What you saying, Pastor? It's time to be triumphant. See, when you're rejoicing, that's triumphant. That's what you're expressing. Hey, I got the victory. I took the word of God, and he says I can have it. Bless God. I got the victory.
Amen.
You start rejoicing, you get a certain, like, little swag about you, you know. You kick your heels off, you know. You're praising God now, you know. You're excited.
Yes, hallelujah.
You start boasting about what the Lord have did for you. Gone and claim it. Somebody right now, the reason it had manifest, because you're not rejoicing. I made a decision. I was going to cut back on coffee, drinking so much coffee. Because as soon as I get up, first thing I want to do was get me a cup of coffee. Well, the Lord allowed me to experience something this week. I said, you know what? I'm going to wait till at least 7 o'clock. And those that really know me know I'm already up at 4 or 5 o'clock. But God been able to get me sleep. So I don't have to worry about things. I'm talking to somebody. Learn to rejoice, man. I'm just rejoicing in the fact of God doing this for me. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing, man. I'm happy. I'm excited. Not to somebody else, that may not be a big thing, but to me, you know, it's a big thing because I delight in the things of the Lord.
All right.
You may ask if it had to do with anything. Well, that's what I'm saying a moment ago. If you're going to pray, now I'm talking to believers now. That's what I'm talking to, believers. If you're going to pray, and then if that's what your contentions are, is to pray, then don't worry. Don't worry.
All right.
Learn to pray about everything. And I really mean that. Sometimes you got to pray about what you just prayed about.
All right.
You got to sometimes consider the fact that, you know, hey, thank you, Lord. Because when you start doing that, that's why the Bible said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, prayer and supplication. Don't worry about it. See, when you worrying about it, and I had a friend tell me this just yesterday, you got to not worry about stuff all the time. Don't stress over it. Stop it.
Because
if you're going to worry, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, then don't worry. So stop worrying and start praying. How about that one?
Amen.
So that's what he's saying here. But in everything, prayer and supplication. Yeah. Let the supplication come. Every situation. Let it be. Yeah. Let your request be known to the Lord. Yeah. How do you do that? By giving thanks. Mm-hmm. By giving thanks.
Amen.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
To share. Over here, it says, because this is, when you're talking about living in God's secret place, you don't be in God's secret place worrying. You don't do that.
Amen.
You keep watch over that word you got. Remember Galatians 3:23, 1 Peter 1:5? Yeah. You have to permit peace to flow in your life. You have to do that. You stop shutting down the peace of God. Stop it. Let the peace of God rule your heart. Don't let the negative situation, let the peace of God take over. And you do that by rejoicing in that word he's giving you. That thing, man. Be happy about it. Be happy he showed you.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
See, God's peace is different, brothers and sisters, from the world peace. When you get in that word and you examine what the word of God said and you replace that, whatever that thing is that causing harm your way, replace it with the scripture.
Amen.
And watch your whole mental attitude change.
Yeah.
Amen. But I just wanted to tell you that today. There's all kinds of steps I could tell you. I probably could name 10 steps right now that you need to do. But I'm going to leave this with you. Build your confidence in God's love for you. Know that he loves you. Know that he's there for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And he just working it together for your good. And as you listen to his voice and obey, your faith level is going to rise because you're going to start building your faith up. And that's what you're going to do. So you'll be able to make a quality decision to be free. Yeah, I'm free from that anxiety. I'm free from that stuff. I got to thank God, man. I got to make my request be made known. Hey, Lord, I just thank you for what you did for me. And your peace, God, which is going to pass off. I mean, I don't understand it. But you get in that word, you don't have to understand. It goes beyond what you can understand. But if you get in that word and let that word take first place in your life and you start rejoicing, if for no other reason, you know that you're going to keep the peace of God in your heart. And your mind and your heart is not going to understand it. And that's okay. That's okay. It's okay for you not to understand it. But I tell you one thing you're going to understand. You're going to understand the joy. You're going to understand the unspeakable joy. You're going to understand the pleasure that you get in confessing that word, being confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thank God for deliverance.
Yeah.
See, if you keep your mouth shut, he got you. But the moment you run out and you tell a few people, hey, the Lord delivered me. God done blessed me with this and he done blessed me with that. See, when you start speaking that, the enemy has to surrender. It has to surrender to your rejoicing. And I'm learning that every day.
Praise God. Praise God.
See, when you start worrying, that's when a walker comes. Because you get nervous and you get all this other crazy stuff. You know, you begin to grieve and you regret and you're doing all this, you become bewildered. No. But once you start rejoicing, man, all that stuff go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave it right there. If anybody have any comments, press 1. Any comments, press 1.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to read John 14:27 from the New Living, Pastor. It reads,
yep.
I am leaving you with a gift, mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, once God done put that in your heart, you don't worry. You get a peace. You're not afraid. Mm-hmm. You're not worried anymore. It's
Amen.
Better, man.
Yeah.
You know, he starts off by telling people, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, be so believe in me. See, we're to believe in God. And if you believe in God, then believe in Christ.
Yeah.
He don't want you worried.
That's right.
That's the last thing, God. Anxiety. You don't need, don't you walk around here, you're nervous. Not if you're going to stay in that place where you belong, under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't need to be worried. That's a place of refuge, man. What you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else? I'll tell you. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining. We look forward to the review on Sunday. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed. We'll see you Sunday for the review.